This is St. Louis Public Radio. There's a special court in Jefferson County that is part of a growing movement to help former members of the armed services who end up in the criminal justice system. It's called Veterans Treatment Court, and this year it will also help train social work students from Fontbonne University. St. Louis Public Radio's Dale Singer visited a recent session of the court to see how problems that may have begun in the military are being treated in the civilian world.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
It's 3 o'clock on Monday afternoon, time for the weekly session of the Jefferson County Veterans Treatment Court. Two veterans are in the system at this point. One is 30-year-old Robert Brummel of Fenton. He spent 3 years in the Army, including 11 months in Afghanistan, but problems with alcohol and drugs brought him into the criminal justice system. He says getting into Veterans Court has really helped straighten out his life.
Amazing. I couldn't ask for anything better.
In what way?
Everybody in here is to help. They're very nice, and as long as you're honest and do what they ask, good things will happen.
Overseeing Brummel's case is Judge Patricia Reel. She has had experience in other kinds of specialty courts, dealing with families and alcohol abuse, but she admits she didn't always favor the idea of a veterans treatment court. Then something happened that changed her mind. She thought a veteran in one of her other courts was getting the help he needed from the Veterans Administration.
And the night before he was to go to the VA, he killed himself. It became very personal to me at that point in time that we needed a veterans court, that we were not meeting the specific needs of a veteran. And that motivated me.
Reel presides over her court like a stern but caring parent. She questions Rummel about how his week has gone and whether he is attending required sessions. She also gives him exercises to complete, like writing essays. After court adjourns, Brummel sits at a table and reads from one of them, handwritten in a spiral notebook.
Why do I want to stay with vet court? I want to stay with veteran court because I need help. The program is not meant to be a get-out-of-jail-free card. Easy walk through the park. I like being free. I like hard work. Vet court is an opportunity to get my life back and under control.
Brummel also gets help with one of the biggest problems in Jefferson County, transportation. Reel gives him a $25 gas card so he can get to his treatment sessions. To make sure Brummel and others get whatever assistance they need, social work students from Fontbonne University are getting involved. Professor Laura Beaver says they will put together a list of existing veteran services.
You know, you don't know what you don't know. And so a lot of times, at least in social work, a lot of what we do is just trying to help people know what's available to them and helping kind of broker those relationships.
Beaver says the manual will help not only those in the program, but her students as well.
I can sit in class and talk all day, but until they're out there actually doing it, that's when I think students really understand and can connect what we learn in the classroom with what it looks like in the real world.
And Judge Reel hopes such real-world data will provide concrete evidence that reinforces her earlier experiences with special court defendants.
You know, at the end of the day, you have affected someone's life in a positive way. Many of them will come to me after I've seen them 10 years ago and say, "Want you to know how I'm doing. Went to college, got a degree, I'm doing really well, and, you know, you saved my life." I don't think you can get much better than that.
Veterans treatment courts are growing in Missouri, with one expected soon in St. Louis County. I'm Dale Singer, St. Louis Public Radio.